Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 7. Refusal. Now, I find this in this word in chapter 3 and verse 7 of Zephaniah. God said to the city, "Surely you will fear me. Surely you will accept correction. Surely." Then her dwelling would not be cut off, nor all my punishments come upon her. Surely you will listen. You will believe this promise. You will be saved from all your sorrows and judgments to come. Surely, surely. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. There's a world locked up in that word, but. Zephaniah 3:7. Buts. And then again, you add to it with the word still. But they were still eager. Eager to what? To refuse my pleadings, to refuse my warnings. Think about it, my friend. Neither God's warning, nor his mercy, nor his promises, none of these things moved Judah. It was like a vice. On one side, it was two faces being drawn together as the lever is turned, and the vice is gripping them. On one side is the wrath of God. On the other side is the mercy of God, with this glorious promise attached to it. You need not go to captivity. You need not come to judgment. Just listen to my warnings. Just listen to my promises. Turn back to me. Come back to the covenant, and I will receive you. But whatever God said, however Zephaniah pleaded, however God pleaded, think, he steps over the boundaries here. He says, surely you will fear me. Surely you will listen. Surely you will come back. Surely you can't refuse this. But no, they were still eager. The warnings did not move them. The offers did not move them. They were determined to rebel against God. But they wouldn't turn back. They wouldn't believe his promise. They wouldn't heed his warning. The impression I get here is very much they were determined, they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. They were totally rebellious. They turned away from both these things, mercy and warning, and nothing would move them. Now that was Judah 2,500 years ago. My friend, as I read my New Testament, this is the gospel. I see it over and over again. Jesus saying to people, you refuse to come to me. You see it in Matthew 23 at the end there. You see it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I've stretched out my hands to you. I pleaded with you. Oh, come back to me. You find it at the end of 2 Corinthians 5. God beseeching, God begging, God pleading with the sinners to receive the reconciliation. Preachers go, offering Christ, preaching the wrath of God. Paul did it. Romans 1, the wrath of God is revealed. Romans 5, God commends his love toward us. It makes no difference. John 3, Christ did it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. There's the wonderful promise. There's the wonderful offer. Believe and you will not perish. But you get in the same chapter, they refuse, and the wrath of God abides upon them. But nothing moves sinners. Willful, rebellious refusal. We seem to be as men who joked when sinners hear the gospel. My friend, am I talking about you? And I have to ask myself, am I talking about me? I listen to this, the warnings of God of the day of judgment. I hear the promises of God that if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I shall be saved. I am assured whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm urged to come. Come unto me, and I will receive you. Look unto me and be saved. I hear the promises. I hear the invitations. I hear the warnings. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by Christ. I hear all these things. Am I moved by one or the other? I'm caught in the vice. I hear the wrath. I turn away from that, and I see the mercy. I turn back, and I see the wrath. will neither bring me to Christ, or am I determined? But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. So, Judah, so many today, I'm afraid. Are you one of them? Then how you will rue this little discourse? Did you ever heard it? I tell you now, wrath is on the way, but mercy is here. God stretches out his hands even now to you. Believe and be saved, even now.